Photoshop Wednesday number 10. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. On September 3rd, the techpodcast.com members will be demonstrating tips and tricks of RSS, Dave Weiner's new scripting, OPML, and a great hack for using the Microsoft Word Blogger plugin. See GoToMeeting, our web conferencing solution, in action September 3rd. Now, techpodcast.com listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Browse gotomeeting.com/techpodcast. See show notes to sign up for this live event. So let's continue on with brushes, part 2. Now we've talked about brush sizes, now let's talk about brush options, and this can be found inside of the options panel up at the top of your screen. Now we're going to skip over mode for now, we're going to come back to that at a later point in time. So let's start with opacity. So you can change the opacity setting or the transparency of a brush. Now you can click on the right facing arrow and drag the slider to a percentage, you can enter in the number on your keyboard, or you can use the up or down arrow or the shift up and down arrow to increase or decrease the amount of opacity for this particular brush. Now an interesting experiment is to set the opacity at different settings and then draw X's so that the brush tip overlaps one another so you can see how the overlapping transparencies actually work. So next we have flow. Now flow is very interesting because it really doesn't have any effect until you click on the little airbrush icon just to the right of this text entry box. Flow says how much ink comes out of the tip, very much like an airbrush. So if you set the flow to 50%, press and drag, you get, it looks like a semi-transparent line, but it's actually half flow. If you slow the brush down or stop, it's actually going to become a very dark circle, and then you can continue on dragging, but the flow is going to reduce the amount of ink that comes out of the brush at that speed. Now when you're done drawing or experimenting with the airbrush tool, be sure to turn this option off, or you're not going to end up with a paintbrush, you're going to end up with an airbrush, and it's not going to be drawing at 100%. Now let's go back to the brush preset tool on the left-hand side of the brushes option. If you take a look down in this list, you'll notice that some of these brush tips have a very strange shape to them. If you wanted to make your own strange or a custom shape, move out onto the canvas, make a doodle, choose one of the selection tools, select the doodle you just created, go to the Edit pull-down menu, and select Define Brush Preset. Now you'll have to give it some type of a name, and this will now be displayed inside of your brushes preset panel. And you can draw with this newly created custom brush shape. And of course, with this newly created brush, you can also set the opacity and the flow if you like. Now if you decide you don't like this brush and you want to delete it or rename it, you can go again to the brushes preset, click on the right facing arrow, and go down to either Rename Brush or Delete Brush. And while you're in the Brushes Preset window, you might want to check out the Load Brushes menu item as well, which is going to open up a dialog box and give you a whole slew of different types of custom brushes that are available. And as a side note, while you're drawing with the brush tool, if you decide you'd like a nice straight line, either 45 or 90 degree angles, you can always use the Shift key to constrain the drawing line. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or addition, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.